Welcome back. Really happy to welcome here in studio members of the Quincy Rotary Club to talk about a really interesting special project that they're involved with in Thailand. So we have Vice President Margaret LaForest and past President Dolly DePisa with us. Ladies, welcome. Welcome. Thanks for coming over. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Joe. Always a pleasure to be at QATV.
Margaret, it's great to see you. You're a longtime friend of us here at QATV, and we really appreciate your support. And Dolly, we look forward to working with the Rotary again. We've been a longtime supporter of the club as well. But when I first heard about this project several months ago now, we touched base with your president, Barbara, to find out what it is we could talk about with the Rotary. She said, how about this project that we're involved with in Thailand? Helping young women and girls in Thailand who are pretty vulnerable, maybe undocumented, maybe victims of human trafficking. Why don't we talk about this program? And I said, what? What is, you know, the Daughters of Thailand? So tell me a little bit about this, if you could, Dolly.
Sure. So good friends of mine, Jane McBride and Patty Sinkowski, traveled to Thailand years ago and found this abandoned schoolhouse with kids in it and realized these kids really had no one to take care of them, not a lot of food, didn't go to school, and it really moved them. So they then went back to Boston and decided to do something about it. And here we are 16 years later. Wow. They have this great nonprofit organization with numerous girls involved, over 60 girls at this point. And the reason that they really stepped up was some of these girls are from villages where you're either supposed to have children right away, or you're going to be a prostitute, or you're going to sell drugs. Many of them, their parents are incarcerated or not even in the picture.
Right.
And now these girls are in college, married with children, and just doing tremendous work.
Sure.
So I was going to say, so the project that we got involved in, I went to Thailand. Once you go to Thailand and see these girls, it just moves you. And then Margaret followed me the next year, and we thought, you know, Rotary does all these international projects. Quincy has never done an international project. This would be a great thing for us to try to do. So we spoke with Jane and Patty, we visited them, and we decided that they are now in a new project called the Thrivable Farm, where they're going to build a third home for these girls. And so that was what we selected we'd get involved with.
Okay.
It's a very rigorous, I'll call it an ordeal, to go through with Rotary.
Really? Okay.
Quincy, we raise money, and then our district helps with us. They do some matching, and then international Rotary matches. We also met with Rotary in Thailand. I've met with them twice, because you have to have a counterpart in Thailand.
Okay.
To make sure the funds that you raise here and that Rotary gives you goes to the right project for the right reasons. And Margaret actually wrote the grant, which is the difficult part of the whole thing. I raise the money, she writes the grant, and it all came to fruition in about almost a year, took us.
How did you raise the money? How much did you raise?
So in total, the amount that we had given, including all the district money and the international money, is about $100,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
And what is it used for?
So I'm going to have Margaret talk a little bit about that, because Rotary has guidelines on what you can use it for and what you can't.
Okay.
So why don't you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. So the first step in the process is actually to talk about a community assessment. So it's not just we here over in America think this is a great idea to support a project in Thailand. They put us through an extensive process working on locally with our Rotary Club partners to understand the community needs. And so this was under the community and economic development area of focus for Rotary. They have various areas of focus. And so as we identified that, it wasn't just here, do this project, but what else are you going to support? And so we talked about education and life skills and training and what is it that this project could do on a larger scale. So we're going to talk to you about the Sunflower Thrivable Farm, which is an organic farm. There's going to be a home housing component that is done directly through the organization. So this is about an $800,000 project that Rotary has taken $100,000 of it to utilize the resources that we're able to bring to the table. So the grant is a lot of the supporting infrastructure, right? So we're going to show you this really great video, and we should probably start with what it is we're doing over there.
Sure.
But the impetus is, how can you utilize your resources and not only to impact these girls in this organization, but the community.
Okay.
And so on the ground over there, we went and visited the Hill Tribes where these girls were raised, and there's been a complete culture shift.
Really?
The Friends of Thai Daughters have eradicated human trafficking in 3 Hill Tribe villages. And the girls, so Dolly talks about the girls who are married and have their own families, some even living here in America, and how they've been able to stay and make a culture change in the community.
Okay.
So it's a very traditional farming area, so it's like Laos, Thailand, Myanmar, kind of up in that border area, right?
Yep.
And so it's very traditional for agriculture farming, so there's some good skill sets, but it's unhealthy. There's heavy pesticide use, heavy carcinogens, and so we're introducing organic farming techniques and educating not just these girls about health and wellness and foods, but the community, and trying to help them, you know, educate them and let the girls be the leaders. So
what does the Thai government think or
yeah,
say
so the Hill Tribe leaders, you know, you would think they would not want this, right?
Just kind of a power
outsider
struggle, right?
Yep. And no, we, in fact, when Dolly and I and our friend Janet Batson visited Thailand, we got to go up in the Hill Tribes, and the Hill Tribe elders are so grateful. And
really?
I think that's, you know, something that you're visiting homes that are made of bamboo, they don't have running water, plumbing, furniture, right? Like, this is the really impoverished area that they're in.
Okay.
The Friends of Thai Daughters are bringing the girls down to a more urban, and by urban, not like suburban, even Quincy,
right,
but comparatively area where the girls are housed. They're getting a great education, food, clothing, shelter, and most importantly, love. These girls, we were there, there was 40 of them around a dining table.
Wow.
And it was just gratitude, helping each other, pitching in, doing their chores. You know, it was very impressive for us to be there and support them and to help create this new space that they're really going to be at the next level.
Yeah.
But this farm that's ancillary to it, you're going to see the girls constructing. So they're using all the products of the land, like the mud on site, to build the homes. The bamboo is going to be sourced from other community members. So they've had great support from the local government, from the Hill Tribe elders, and they are bringing their skill sets, right? So some of the, what they'll be farming is, you know, animal husbandry, chickens and fishes and poultry, but also these ancient herbal medicines and passing that on and kind of what's in tribal elders' heads, bringing it forward. And the girls, even during COVID, they would harvest honey up in the Hill Tribes. Well, there's no way to get it to market, and the girls were bringing it home from the Hill Tribes and putting it on Facebook Marketplace.
Is that right?
Yeah, I mean,
wow,
it's really innovative.
Okay.
So you're going to get to see some of the work underway, and you know, we're very cognizant of this is not child labor. There's a threshold age of you're able to start building these bricks, right, and create these adobe structures, but everybody is pitching in, and we're a big part of the project.
Okay. Friends of Thai Daughters. Let's take a look and find out what it's all about.
So I am the first daughter who that Jane and Patty support. FTD is my real family. Since I was like very little, Jane and Patty, they support education. And beside that education, both of them always give love, care, and not only love myself, but they also love my family. And after I graduate, I still want to continue to do this thing, this beautiful thing. The reason that FTD need the farm, the area that we stay in Chiang Rai now, is not enough space for the farm. We looking for the sustainable, that we can stay by ourselves as much as we can, and we try to help support by ourselves as much as we can also. But besides that, we also want the girl to learn about everything around them, like life skill, as much as we can give them. And farm is the thing that the girl can learn, they can also useful in their life. When they go back to their village or their family, their family also do the farm. So most of the girls, they have a little bit knowledge of the farm. And also we try to be the center the center of knowledge, not only just for our girl, but for the community also.
At the new farm, they will have a house, a big house that made from the mud, and they will have an organic farm that our girl do together.
Not just a farm. Farm is going to be a home, like for the children.
I so excited about moving to a new place, not just an address, but also a neighbor to get to know.
The Sunflower Farm building will be the fantastic.
I am excited for Flower Farms because it will be big land. We can play and we can do many activities.
My dream for the farm is a lot of flower because I like flower. I want to take a picture with a lot of flower.
My dream for the farm is we'll have many people come to visit, that children can rely on themselves, have life skills, have experience that are not just in the classroom, and bring this knowledge to the help people in their own community.
I want the community know about our intention with the farm. Yes, and I want they know that women can be a leadership, like we can do everything, not just follow.
I want the community to believe us that we can do it. We are the girl, so we can do it. We can do the farm, we can build the adobe house by our hands. So just want them to believe by themselves that they can do it, everything. Just believe of yourself that you can do it and do it. So it will be completing like us.
What I want you to know is, with your help support, is going to change one of the girl life to be better by education, and also the girl life is more flexibility by doing and learning all the life skills. So your help and support is very important to change one of the girl life, and also you're going to change their family and the community and the village.
The Friends of Thai Daughters and the Sunflower Thrivable Farm. That, to me, is a message of empowerment. It is a message of self-sustainability. It is a message of showing these girls that they can do it. They said it right there. You know, this is not some big corporation or, you know, the rich and powerful Americans or Rotary International coming in, doing it all for them and then leaving. This is helping them lift themselves up. And I'm sure, Dolly, that your friends who have seen this grow over the past 16 years would never have imagined that it is where it is today.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
I also want to mention that one of the things that the girls do is always give back to Friends of Thai Daughters once they go to, let's say, to college or to another job. They also volunteer in the community. And they go back to their village. It's not just, so Friends of Thai Daughters doesn't just educate the girls when they come to live with Friends of Thai Daughters. They also educate the village where the girls come from. They have helped build latrines there. They have helped with any kind some of the elders request, as much as they can, of course.
Sure.
So, and of course the goal is also, if the girls can go back and help their communities, some you know, go for a vacation or time off from school and be with their mother or their grandmother. They live in their village, and they're teaching the kids in the village, boys and girls, how important education is, and how important the love of someone to grow that education.
Yeah. So have you actually teamed up with a university there, and that is how the education happens?
No, they actually are different universities in Thailand. The girls go to, depending on what they want to do. One of them is studying to be a dentist. Wow. Some of them are in the tourism business. Some on the sociology. Mm-hmm, a couple of the girls like me, who was featured there, she was one of the original girls that Jane and Patty found, and she now runs one of the houses there.
So and she must have been very young.
She was very young.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And now she's running one of the houses.
She's running one, and she just had twins.
Is that right?
And she has another little boy. So, unfortunately, Jane and Patty haven't been able to get to Thailand because of COVID.
I was going to ask. Yeah.
Right. But thankfully, none of the girls had COVID, and in northern Thailand, where they are, there's not a lot of COVID, and the villages haven't been hit hard with it. Although right now, recently, it's been upticking, but mostly they've been great.
Margaret, so where does Rotary fit in, you know, in this puzzle?
Yeah, so the girls who are staying at the Sunflower Farm or the Sunflower Houses, the Friends of Thai Daughters support girls as young as 8. I just wanted to say, so you're seeing a lot of the older girls in the video because Rotary, as I said, very cognizant. So what we're doing is we are funding, you saw our tractor, we purchased some of their high-ticket items, a tractor, a utility vehicle, a shredder,
what are the machinery that you need to build a community, right?
If you were building, if you have access to the tractor, you're going to be able to use the Adobe and source it in much more efficiently than if you're doing it all by hand.
Right.
But what a great building trade skill to learn.
Yes.
Here's the land that you can source free product, right, once you have the land to then construct your home.
Yeah.
So we paid for the heavy equipment.
Okay.
You see the bricks curing in the greenhouses. We purchased the greenhouses.
Okay. All right. We have a couple of pictures actually to show folks.
They have, what you don't see is kind of the infrastructure, the water, the wells, the drilling. We're going to, in the overall picture of the project, you're seeing here the rendering of the home. So you see the girls. This looks very elaborate, right?
Yes.
But this is going to be constructed of the adobe. And then you've got the traditional entrance with the bamboo. That's being donated by community members or sourced from the acreage that's been acquired for the farm.
Okay.
So it's all local sourced products.
Okay.
And these are being designed to be legacy buildings, right? So we're talking 100 years that this is going to be able to last.
Yeah.
So the Rotary supported the heavy equipment, the greenhouses, and then also the water infrastructure. And you see here the greenhouse.
Yeah.
And then we're going to be buying the chickens. And boy, did I learn a lot about chickens
and
animal husbandry and in fish.
Yeah.
And these are, you know, traditional fish, the tub tim and the panin. And the local fish, and so we're going to construct the fish pond, flood the fish pond, buy the fish, grow the fish. Then the girls, not only is it just they're going to be able to feed themselves by the fish, but we have partnerships with the local markets over there, and actually one of the Mishan Rotary Club is our Rotary partner on the ground local, and we also met with the Bangkok and their Rotary. But there's community members, right? Just like at our Rotary Club, and who owns what in the community, who has what business.
Mm-hmm.
One of them operates and owns the local market. And so the local market is kind of a Faneuil Hall-esque, right? Everybody has a stall that, you know, they sell their products from. And so the girls are then going to be able to sell products from at these local markets by partnering with Rotary. They're going to also have sort of a farm stand. So it's going to be fruits, it's vegetables, it's the herbal medicines. We had a great butterfly tea, blue butterfly tea that's quite unique.
Who knew?
Yeah,
okay.
So, you know, what products not only can they grow, but what can they make and sell? And we're talking about some of the technology, a point of sale program, you know, some other, here the girls are kind of on a cell phone putting something on Facebook Marketplace. But we want to be able to work with them with some additional technology. So, and not only is it for these girls, but the Friends of Thai Daughters, there's so many NGOs, non-government organizations that do service work over in the northern Thailand region. And the Friends of Thai Daughters is a part of a network that not only, we talked about these girls not having documentation in Korea, right? So hospitality is a big industry. Where could these girls get jobs?
Okay.
So we have some who really are aspiring, and they're going to dental school, going to be a nurse, going to be a teacher, a social work, me. And so we are really trying to create those career pathways. But unfortunately, getting documentation for everybody is not necessarily an option, right? And so some of the fields where maybe you could work off books are that hospitality industry. And so another thing they're going to do on the land is create some kind of bungalows that they could then have the girls do those hospitality skills and be able to employ them through Friends of Thai Daughters as they age out of the educational program.
Okay. So getting close on time, but I did want to ask you how folks here in Quincy can get involved, you know, and help out.
Sure. So Rotary is every Tuesday we have a meeting. The first Tuesday of the month is usually a night meeting. With the summer, we've been visiting various restaurants, so you'd want to touch base with myself or Dolly or any Rotary member.
Okay.
Other than the first Tuesday of the month, we're at the Common Market. Any Tuesday at 12:15 to about 1:30, show up, call us. We'd love to have guests. You can email us. You can send us a Facebook message. You know, we really welcome the opportunity. There's so many service options that everybody in Rotary is involved in something. We welcome the opportunity to have people connected. Our website, QuincyRotaryClub.com,
or the website also cites every program. So in other words, you could see next Tuesday who's speaking, and then you can come and enjoy lunch with us.
Okay.
And the mayor will be coming. He comes every September
to
give us an update. So you can just go to our website.
A very worthwhile project, and I really appreciate you both taking some time to let the folks here in Quincy know about it. Hopefully we've helped get the word out for you.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.